Hello, followers in Twitter land. It's Timbo Reed here, and I just wanted to share with you an experience I had today, or a conversation I had today with a colleague who is looking to rename her business, and she was really struggling, or she really is struggling with coming up with the right name. And it didn't take me very long at all to realize the fact that she hadn't done the groundwork in order to find a name that was really compelling and really resonated with her as the business owner. What is this groundwork, I hear you ask? Well, the groundwork is, and the analogy is, it's like painting a room. You know, you've got to cover the furniture, you've got to tape up the architraves and the windows before you apply the paint. Painting's the easy part, so is the naming. It's the pre-work that's the hard part, and that pre-work is asking yourself some really key questions. One of those key questions, one of the most important key questions, I won't go through them all here because it'd take me a good hour, but one of the most important key questions you can ask yourself is, what is it that my business really does? What do I do? And you need to answer that in a very honest, benefit-driven, customer-focused way. So it's not about, you know, if you happen to be a copywriter, you don't say, oh, I'm a copywriter, but you actually change it so that it's around what you actually do with words. You know, I sell things through words, for example. I had a brewery client once whose answer to this question was, we make the world more social. I know there's a junk removal company in North America that says they unclutter people's lives. These are the really interesting answers that help you crystallize what it really is that you, as the business owner, do offer. And once you know that, the naming of the business becomes that little bit easier. There's plenty more questions that can help you name a business, and I'm actually thinking of putting together a product that will help people do it. But I think that's enough for now. If you do have any questions, by all means, email me, tim@theideasguy.com.au. Bye for now.